Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. In a moment, I'll return with today's guest, Leah Weingartner, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who live within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Well, good morning again. I am at a very unusual place, at least to me. I'm right across from Kennametal, and everybody knows where that is if they're from Bedford. We are at a place called DBHS. But don't worry, we're going to tell you all about that in just a second. Our guest is Leah Weingartner, who runs this place, and it is a very interesting social service agency that I want to introduce you to. The correct name is the Bedford Somerset Developmental Behavioral Health Services. And Leah, I louse that up. So what is it really called?
Well, it's DBHS, and that does stand for Developmental and Behavioral Health Services of Bedford County, and we also have offices in Somerset County. Formerly, we were Bedford MHMR, under Wenham name change. So that is the county representative, but however, we do have services, mental health services, and you'll hear the name Cornerstone Community Services.
Right.
And that's where our mental health services fall under that umbrella.
Gotcha. So you're operating several things under this umbrella here.
Yes, we are. We have quite a few services here at our office. We have a group counseling. We did have group counseling, but we offer group counseling through our outpatient clinic. Also, through our outpatient clinic, we offer individual therapy, marital therapy, couples therapy. We have several psychiatrists that are on site. We have a child psychiatrist, and then we have two adult psychiatrists. We also offer telepsychiatry, which is something new, fairly new to our area, but we've had a good response to that. People seem to feel very comfortable with that. So we contract for that.
Well, you obviously know your business here. I understand you've been here several decades. You're not going to tell everybody how many.
No, I'm not going to.
Several
I'm
decades.
I'm not going to tell that.
So Leah's been around here. She knows what's going on here. But how did you get started in all of this?
Well, I always enjoyed, I guess you hear that frequently, people that get into social services, that they enjoy working with people. So when I went to college, I chose that field, social work. And then we recognize that in this field, it does help to go further.
Right.
So I got my master's in counseling.
But did you have some inkling as a young teenager that you might want to get in this kind of work?
Well, I always enjoyed working with the elderly population.
Really?
So, yeah, I did some part-time jobs in nursing homes. So that was where I kind of was led, but then I got into the adult field in group therapy.
Are you from this area, Bedford?
Yeah, I am. I am from Bedford.
Your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, our guest is Leah Weingartner, the hometown girl from Bedford who went off to do something, obviously, that's very productive. I wanted to have you maybe help lead us around a little bit about what you folks are doing here. First of all, let me ask you about your client base. If I were in need of this service, how would I know that? Would I get a referral from my doctor maybe or come to this conclusion myself? How does it work?
It can work either way. We get referrals from local doctors. We get referrals from hospitals. like Somerset Community Hospital will make a referral for county residents. It can come from a family member, and it can come from an individual that recognizes they have a need for services.
So if I have, for example, I'm just going to make this up, a child acting up in my house, unusually so.
Mm-hmm.
Is your phone number a number they would call to see if they could do something?
Yes, they can call our number, which is 814-623-5166, and they would receive an intake worker. And that intake worker will discuss what the need is, describe services that are available, and make the referral. And then the individual would come in for our registration process, and they could begin services.
Well, that sounds easy, but I suspect it isn't always easy to get people in here.
No, sometimes people really struggle. You know, the stigma of mental illness, we're still dealing with that. But once they come through those doors, I think that our staff, we have some very experienced staff, some excellent clinicians, our doctors are highly praised for their work. So I think once they get through that door... But you're right, we cannot make an individual come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is their choice. Even though a doctor may recommend it, the individual has to follow through with that.
Well, when I was a kid, they used to have these great big mental institutions, state-run mental mm-hmm. institutions. And being from the Philadelphia area, they had two large ones there. And when I say large, I'm talking about 1,000 beds. It was big. And then I guess the law passed sometime.
Correct.
In the 70s, 80s, whenever it was. And so they closed these hospitals, mm-hmm. and now the patients are treated individually by folks like you. Does that sound right to you?
Correct. Yeah. The goal is, I mean, there's a real focus on recovery with mental illness, and we've got a lot of support groups in the community. Our staff are trained on recovery, you know, instilling hope in individuals. And medications have come a long way, too, in treating mental illness. So I think with those combined, you know, our success rate in helping individuals lead productive lives in the community, that's our goal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard that there sometimes is criticism that because they close those large institutions, our whole country has been populated with a large group of homeless because they have nowhere else to go. So have you seen that kind of getting better than it used to be, or am I imagining this?
I think
this,
in our small rural community, you know, there are other issues that impact our consumers, and we refer to them as consumers.
Yeah.
But, you know, housing, affordable housing just in our area is an issue that affects our community.
Right.
In a whole, as a whole. But we also have transportation as an issue. So those kind of factors, we have to work around those. Those are obstacles to treatment.
So it looks like you've got kind of a holistic approach to this. You look at transportation, mm-hmm. communication, whether or not they're able to survive on their own. Do they have mental issues? And you can address some or all of this when they come in?
Yes.
Because what the package is, kind of?
Mm-hmm, correct. Yeah. I think with the variety of services we have, I mean, I talked about the treatment components, but we also have blended case managers that if we receive a referral of someone that's having some difficulty finding housing, having some financial issues, we have blended case managers that can get involved with those cases. Mm-hmm. We also have a fairly new program, supportive housing, that's available to individuals that have a managed care, medical assistance managed care, that will provide case management but also provide some assistance with that.
Now, do you have to be poor to come here?
No, we accept all insurances, but we also provide services for individuals that cannot afford them. We have sliding fee scales. That's why we have a registration department that will complete a financial and determine that. But
so my local hospital doesn't have a mental health department. I can come here and get good service.
Correct.
And I don't mean it's not good, but you know what I mean. I'm saying, this isn't just a social service agency for people who are unable to afford it. This group, you can serve anyone.
We can serve anyone. We have a lot of individuals that come here for service that have, you know, Highmark, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So we accept insurances.
Okay.
We accept medical assistance. We accept the local Perform Care. That's the behavioral health managed care for medical assistance.
Our guest is Leah Weidengardner. And Leah, what is your official?
My official title is the Mental Health County Manager.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I supervise the mental health programs.
So do you have all three of these locations I see here? the Somerset, the Windsor, the...
I have a counterpart in Somerset. Mm-hmm. Our Somerset office has the same kind of programs and the same administrative staff, but our HR department, our administrator, is located primarily in Somerset.
Well, this program can be heard in all three counties, and that's why mm-hmm. I'm curious as to... So I would go to the office that's pretty much closest to me.
Correct, yeah? Yes.
So there's no... This isn't like the big one. The other ones are smaller or something like
no,
that.
No, no. Well, I mean, we serve primarily the Bedford County residents.
Right.
But we might have some individuals that live closer to the Bedford County line that are technically in Somerset County, but they can come here for services.
Last week, we did a very interesting program with the Department of Children and Youth Services. And I learned a lot of things about that kind of work. Mm-hmm. It's not what you do. But it seems to me there could be some relationships here where the caseworker for the children and youth might enter the home and find out the problem is not with the child at all, but a member of their household. That's what they told me. They said sometimes we get in, we see difficulty in the household that's unrelated to the child, but obviously because of that difficulty, the child is impacted. So do you ever kind of cross over that
line
sometimes?
Oh, yes. We coordinate care with a lot of other different services. That's a real primary focus in the delivery of service to individuals, that we work with other services that they're involved with. It can be families. It can be just other outside community services like Love, Inc., Center for Community Action. You know, we work closely with other services. And in-house, our services also work closely with each other. We could have an individual that might be receiving case management, seeing one of our psychiatrists, seeing an individual therapist. Yeah. And it's very important in their care to coordinate that service.
So someone like Lisa Cairo, who I know from my just hanging around the county building, if you will, could easily say to you, hey, Leah, we've got a situation over here where we may need your assistance. But I'm going to get back to your original statement. You just can't charge in there and get that person. They have to come to you.
They have to be willing, yes.
Right.
And there's also confidentiality issues that are involved sometimes. You know, an individual that comes here for services, if we want to contact or speak to another, like children and youth, we have to have a release of information. So we really take that seriously to protect individuals' confidentiality, too.
Well, our guest is Leah Weingartner, and she is the boss lady of the DBHS here in Bedford. And when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about how they do it. They have a great big beautiful building here. I want to find out what goes on here as Bedford County Speaks continues.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. When I was a kid, every Sunday evening, Dinah Shore sang that song. Being part of a Chevy family since 1939, I thought it was pretty special. Now that the weather has become Bedford beautiful again, why not stop by and see the USA in your Thomas Chevrolet? Right now, we have a great opportunity with a beautiful 2017 Malibu. All of them have the latest technology, comfort, and power to make driving fun again. At Thomas Chevrolet, you can drive away in one of these terrific Malibus at value pricing in the low 20s. When you get a great price, great trade-in, and our legendary service, that's called earning your complete satisfaction. That's what we do here every day. Come and see the USA in your Thomas Chevrolet right now. If you visit us this week, you'll find your 2017 Malibu in our showroom. And while you're here, we'll show you what complete satisfaction really is.
That's Thomas Chevrolet, where we guarantee your complete satisfaction every day.
This is Congressman Bill Schuster of Bedford County, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned. We're back here at DBHS, right across from Kennametal here in Bedford, and our lovely guest is Leah Weingartner. Before we get back to talking to Leah, I just want to remind you that the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And also our primary sponsor, the wonderful people at Thomas Chevrolet. I mentioned this to you before when we've discussed this, but if you're a little older like I am, and you go get a car and you're trying to get into it, sometimes it's like climbing into the cockpit of an F-15. They have these very low ceilings and it's tough. And it's comfortable once you're in there, but sometimes it's kind of tough. Well, they have a Malibu, a Chevy Malibu over at Thomas Chevrolet right now on the floor. And I want to tell you, I have gotten into this car and it's like a regular car. You don't have to twist yourself into a pretzel to get in here. And they have nice big doors, and they have four doors in most of these cars, a nice big back seat for your family or your grandchildren or whatever. So if you want to see this, go to Thomas Chevrolet. You know where it is, right up on 220, and look at this 2017 Malibu. Mark Thomas tells me that you can purchase this car at his dealership for less money than anywhere on the planet. So I'm just going to go with what he told us. So you get over there. It's a beautiful car, a beautiful 2017 Malibu at Thomas Chevrolet. And we are rejoining now with Leah Weingartner. Leah, this building appears to be quite sizable. And so as they walked me through the main hallway here, I saw little departments. So can you explain to me what some of these departments concentrate?
Yes, when you first enter our building, we have our fiscal staff that are located in the front. And then we have our outpatient wing, basically, that our psychiatrists work out of, our clinicians. And we also have nurses on staff that work very closely with our psychiatrists. Then when you come around, you have administrative case managers that will basically assist individuals in the county with locating services that they need, not just within our agency, but will provide assistance to, you know, if there's a specialist they may need in the Pittsburgh area, they have those contact numbers. We also have in the back of the building what we consider our ID services for individuals that have an ID diagnosis.
What is that?
Intellectually.
Okay.
Disabled. We have supports coordinators that work with those individuals, work with them and their families. We have a waiver coordinator that basically manages the dollar for those individuals, a budget manages that. We have early intervention services. And they will work with, we have coordinators that work with small children, and they will do an assessment, and they go into the home. They also provide therapy. We contract with different therapists. So that's in the back of the building. We also have blended case managers that I had mentioned earlier, and we have our crisis department that's also very crucial to the community. We provide on-call crisis services 24 hours a day.
Really?
Weekends, holidays, yes.
How do you call that?
We have a number that you will call, and it's a telephone line that will do an assessment. Now, that's in the evening,
right,
outside of the regular work hours. People can walk in.
So I can call this at 3 o'clock in the morning if I want
to. You can call at 3 o'clock, and if you need a crisis worker, they will contact our crisis worker on call, and they will do assessment. If somebody needs to go voluntarily to a hospital or involuntary, they assist in that process.
You're not a one-man band here. You have friends, if you will, or connections all over the place. Does that sound right?
That is,
you can get referred, and it goes the other way, I assume.
Yes. And mentioning that, our crisis staff, we have what we call a D-Court response team, that if the community needs mental health services, that we can respond to that. Typically in Bedford, what our crisis staff has responded to is that sometimes in the school setting, you might have a young person that has committed suicide.
Mm.
And we will send a team out that will provide support, counseling, whatever is needed for the school. We're frequently contacted in situations like that. We're a good resource for them.
When we did our program with DA Bill Higgins, he talked about the number one health crisis here is this drug thing that's going on in Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
Is that impacting you as well, or did you have anything to do with that?
Yeah, we serve all individuals co-occurring, so you will find that frequently that individuals will have mental health issues plus drug and alcohol issues. Yeah.
So again, you take advantage of the help you have
in
the various agencies that specialize in that.
Mm-hmm.
Leah Weingartner is our guest here at Bedford County Speaks, and don't forget that after the program is broadcast over WBFD, you're able to hear Leah again on our website. You just go to bedfordcountyspeaks.com. click the button that says listen here, and you can play Leah's program over and over and over again until you're completely satisfied with all of her answers. And you can do that at 3 a.m., Leah. Do you know that?
Yeah.
This is a full-service radio station.
There you go.
We work overnight just like you do. So all this stuff, how do you pay for it? You must have a tough time getting money, I guess, to run this thing constantly.
Well, yes, we receive state funding. But we also generate revenue. We bill for services. So that's a big source of our income also. But obviously, when we're treating individuals that do not have the income to, whether they don't have insurance or whether they can't afford to pay, that's where we receive those dollars, those state dollars that help fund
that. Are you able to accept donations from people?
We do not accept donations,
okay. So this is a combination of insurances and state funding, mm-hmm. and do the feds help you too or not?
I think that might be a small percentage, very small.
So when I go to the county meetings that I often attend and hear about budgets that are coming to you, they're not really coming from the county per se, they're coming from the state through the county to you, works like that. So has that funding been pretty good for you, or the state budget crisis is probably mess you up when they start getting goofy in
that
Harrisburg,
has a big impact on us, yes, those state budgets. We're always waiting to hear and, where there's cuts are going to occur.
Right.
A few years back, there was a pretty drastic cut in our funding. So we had to look at programs, and some programs we laid off some folks. But, I think that overall we do an excellent job with balancing that budget. We're always very sensitive to that, to the cost.
Well, I'm a big believer that people don't mind paying taxes as long as they know what the money is used for, I really believe that. I think that I'll tell you one of my favorite things, and people don't agree with this most of the time, but I love the Pennsylvania Turnpike because it's self-supporting. Only the people who drive on the turnpike pay for the turnpike. There are no taxes on that particular thing that is owned by the state of Pennsylvania. In fact, they make so much money, they give some of it away to PennDOT to help them run their roads. And so if you have a public health facility like this one, and it's doing a good job, people are not resentful about paying taxes for that. I think they get resentful about paying taxes for things they don't understand or don't like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think you're in a good position that way, because who could deny the fact that that family may be in need of your services tomorrow without knowing it? And I guess you've seen experiences of that.
Yes, we have.
Where people have all of a sudden said, I didn't know about you, but now I do. What about the wins? Are there some great success stories that you've had since here, that you've been here so long? I mean, there have been some real improvements you've seen that you're happy about?
I think overall, when we, just the general progression that's been made in this field with mental illness, is that we're not seeing people hospitalized, long hospital stays, with the services we've provided. I think that people are able to achieve recovery and be able, as I said, to work, to go to school. One of our programs that we call Psych Rehab, which is one of our newer programs, is really focused on rehabilitation. It's not more of a treatment model. It is on rehab, and they work with individuals that we've seen people graduate from college.
That's a win.
Yes, it is. Yes. Some real success stories there.
Yeah.
So I think that it used to be just more of that medical model, prescribe medication, do some therapy. But I think with that part of a service, that it's just a little bit, I think, more productive for individuals.
And that sounds a lot better than the model when they used to put them in that big building I talked about.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And threw away the key, because we never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm. And I think the state, as I said, the focus on recovery, consumers are actively involved in their treatment. That's crucial in all of our departments, that, when treatment plans are developed, that individual has a part of that. They're identifying the goals they want to work on. So they are very active. That's what we encourage for our consumers, to be very active in their treatment.
Okay, so that's interesting. So when you start a program, they get a little scorecard to let them know how they're doing.
Definitely.
And they help you keep track of it, and you help them keep track of it. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. So that they can see the progress they're making.
So there are benchmarks that your consumers will see,
mm-hmm.
or you'll predict, and then they'll reach that goal? Is that
That's kind what of we how aim it works? For. Uh-huh. So they can see that success and build on that success.
So is this written down, or
how Yes, in our several of our most of our programs that are billable, that we bill for that mm-hmm. service, they right. have a in case management, it's a service plan. In psych rehab, it's an organizational plan with their goals. And in the clinic, it's a treatment plan with our doctors and our clinicians.
Since I've been in Bedford, I have noticed, much to my surprise and pleasant surprise, that several of the retailers here, and specifically some of the restaurants, hire people who are intellectually disabled
mm-hmm.
to work in simple jobs. And one in particular I saw the other day just lit up the room. They were so pleasant and so happy. And I think their job was to sweep the floor and clean the windows. That might have been it. Maybe it was a little bit more. But, you know, I was an employer for many years. I would have killed to have an employee who was that happy.
Uh-huh, that enjoyed their work.
Well,
so
sure, everybody complained. They go in a room someplace and complain uh-huh. about the boss. But, you know, it was just great to see that. So do you have any programs like that that maybe you can migrate some of these folks into things like that?
On the mental health side, our psych rehab program does work with individuals if that's their goal. They've identified that as a goal
uh-huh.
to help them find work. On the ID side, yes, they do. They have a big employment focus. You know, we have a sheltered workshop currently, but they also have – they establish goals and work with job coaches and try to get people employment in the community. That's the main goal. The state would like to see individuals in the community working.
And I would guess that the employment itself is therapy.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. that gets them interacting with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're right. That self-confidence and that self-esteem is impacted.
That person I saw in the restaurant
really
was
enjoyed
phenomenal.
Their work.
Well, not only that, but they fed back all the positive lines that the company gives them to tell them how great the place is. You can't force an employee to do that today. They get a gatoki. It was great hearing it come from that young man. So I was – that is probably one of the few interactions I've had with people you see every day. Mm-hmm. And it was just thrilling to see it. And that's why I said, where are the wins? Because mm-hmm. I think that to me was a win. Whoever set that up, it might have been you guys here. I don't know. Our guest is Leah Weingartner. And Leah, we have just a minute or two left of – did I miss anything here that was important to mention?
I think we covered all of our services. But, you know, we always encourage, you know, individuals that, you know, if they're having issues and concerns, you know, that we have a variety of services that, you know, they're welcome to call, even if it's just for information, to call our office and we can try to guide them the right direction. It may not be, you know, we may not have that service that they may need, but we can help guide them. Through our intake workers.
Do you have any contact platforms like a web?
Yes. Uh-huh. DBHS, www.dbhs, and Cornerstone Community Services.
And they're both on websites.
Uh-huh. We both.
And we're going to repeat the number for you. It's 623-5166 is
correct.
The number you call here. And that would be a good number to be on the refrigerator, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. As you say, you never know when these kinds of things might pop up. Things happen to people overnight. I've had a direct connection with one of my family members, so I know what that can be like. And so these folks here at DBHS do a great job. You have done a great job, my dear. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. You've been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope maybe someday you'll invite me back and I'll get a little follow-up on all this.
That sounds good.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, bedfordcountyspeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.